Rick Fleming has quite the resume. He's played for The Temptations, Aretha Franklin, Frankie Valli. He's been active since the early 90s as a conductor and band director, where he stocked up accolades at an Orlando music school. And his road to his position as director of bands at Buffalo State started in Mississippi, where football is law of the land.
They were really good athletes. Unfortunately, I wasn't one. So I tried out for football early on, and I was neither fast nor big nor very coordinated. I got cut from the football team after like a day or so, and then I joined band.
His high school band director at the time happened to be the principal tuba player for an orchestra in Jackson. Through him, he was exposed to several classical works.
A lot of the classical stuff, like I heard the Dies Irae from the Berlioz Symphony Fantastique. He was sitting in the band room playing it. I didn't know what it was. You know, it's got deem, bom, beem, bom.
Fleming got a band scholarship for playing at Mississippi Valley State University. He says he played with the Jackson Symphony Orchestra as a sophomore, and that's the moment where everything started to click.
I never shall forget, I heard the trombone solo, the first trombone solo out of the Mahler Third Symphony. It just made me fall in love with music, not band, music. You know what I mean?
His exposure to Mahler led him to his career. But growing up, Fleming says he didn't know of any African-American classical musicians.
When I was a junior in college, Empire Brass came through and did a concert there. And one of the founding members of the Empire Brass was a gentleman, a black gentleman. You know, I remember thinking, wow, you know, I just didn't see that.
He's referring to trumpet player Charles Lewis, who you can hear playing with the quintet on an episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Sometimes you have to see one to be one.
From there, he went from rodeo band member to middle school teacher to getting his Ph.D. in music education with an emphasis in wind band conducting from Florida State. Eventually, he made his way to Buffalo in 2001. Looking back on his past, Fleming says the key to seeing more representation in classical music starts with better music education in urban schools.
Unfortunately, instrumental music, band, orchestra, chorus, and things like that, it's almost becoming a suburban perk. That is, from my perspective, it's the iceberg underneath the water.
Fleming says it's a problem that really hasn't improved since taking over Buffalo State's wind ensemble nearly two decades ago.
The United States has good art, not because of, but in spite of, because of few people who value it and put money into it, but collectively, I don't see it being valued.
Fleming says while the overall issue is complex, he thinks one thing is straightforward. Give African Americans more access and you will see more representation.
Don't go to a B or A orchestra and go, oh, there aren't any African Americans. You go to the city and go, see, how many thriving string programs are there? How many of these kids are taken, are in a good solid instrumental program? That's where you start counting. You don't go to the orchestra and go, you don't have. No, that's backwards.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.